Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joanna Brandy's here. Joanna's, I know, settle down. I'm excited too. Joanna is the president of Joanna Brandy & Company. She's the author of Winning at Customer Attention, Building Customer Loyalty, 54 Ways to Stay Positive, on and on. She's a great resource for us, and she's our good friend, Joanna. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
23. You're in your 23rd year with me. Got you right out of high school.
Frightening, isn't it?
It's amazing.
I think you're the longest relationship I've ever had.
Well, you're getting pretty close to me from me too. Hey, Joanna, I'm glad you're here, and I love what you want to talk about. You want to talk about how women and men are different in leadership roles. Viva la différence, right?
Yes.
What's the difference? What is the difference of men and women leadership?
Well, there are many differences. Let me give you a little background. I recently, in the course of a conversation with a former client who was a CEO when I worked for him, who's very active in the leadership scene here in Florida, gave a grant to national leadership to have me produce a program on women in leadership. And he was completely anonymous to the program, but he wanted to see more women be exposed to this idea of positive leadership that I teach. Well, I dove headlong into this thing. It was wonderful. We did a 5-part series on women in leadership and positive leadership. And I loved what I found out when I really, and you said you've been investigating this for years, so just jump right in here when you feel like it. But I identified like 19 different ways that women are different in business, and some of their natural tendencies and some of that is, you know, physical tendencies, like the way our brains are wired, really put them in a position of being very capable of leading now in this particular time, this COVID, post-COVID time.
What's an example? What's one of the 19?
Well, the first one is that they value work-life balance. And if you look at the countries that are run by women, who are coming out of this quicker. They're not, it's not over yet, but they're coming out of it quicker.
Can I parse your words just a little bit in defense of my, of my gender? I would say that women are more sensitive to it. I don't know that they value it more. They're more sensitive and maybe they may be a little more committed to it, but I don't think that plenty of men value it. They just might not always take as much action toward it.
Okay, that's a very good way to put it.
I feel better now. Go ahead.
So women take more action into work-life balance.
I think they probably do.
It usually falls on the woman. When I was in a blended household,
I don't disagree with that.
With three kids, with two working parents, a little bit more of the effort to balance things.
That's
and make
a
sure
nurturing
that people got fed
thing.
Well, and all that.
That's a nurturing thing. The work-life balance thing is akin to nurturing, and women are better nurturers than men. There's no question about it.
Yeah, they are.
They're hardwired. It's a natural law. All right, what's next?
They tend to be more holistic in their views of things, so they view the whole picture, not just a piece of the picture. And part
all right,
of that.
So how could that be? How could that turn into a problem, though? One of the things that I do in my work is I love talking about women in leadership, women in the marketplace. I've committed, who knows, untold number of hours with other experts on women like you, Joanna, over the years. I've done a lot to promote this, but I also feel part of my job is to point out where it's a paradox. Some of what you just said makes it great, but some of it makes it not so much. Go ahead, say it again. What's that one thing?
Holistic. Women have a more holistic view. They tend to see the whole picture and not just a piece of the picture.
Right. And I wonder, though, the paradox of that, the other side of the pendulum swing, would be failure to focus.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's one thing to think about. If you're looking at too many pieces all at once, you might have a hard time focusing. Go ahead.
Well, Well, I agree with that. But I think right now, we're talking about specifically this time frame right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's really important to take a larger look as to what's important to your people. Before, mm-hmm. we didn't worry about it quite as much, but now we really have to worry about whether or not those kids are, you know, especially the parents
right.
that are homeschooling or trying to juggle. I'm watching what's happening in my own family, you know, trying to watch parents juggle their jobs, their kids' schooling, making sure there's fresh food in the house. You know, all of that's a lot.
Well, and I will tell you, if I had a retail operation, if I had an operation that required people to come and go inside of it, I would ask the ladies in my operation to make sure that everybody felt comfortable, not because I thought it was a cleaning job, but because I would feel like they would be more diligent about that than I would be.
And they might be.
Because of the nurturing thing. And when I use the word nurturing, it is with the utmost regard that I use that. Not some kind of a, it's not a, I don't say that in any kind of a condescending way. All right, what's next?
Excuse me. They're empathetic. They tend to listen a lot better. I can't find a downside to that one, darling.
I'm working hard, but I'm not coming up with one either. I thought surely I would have it. Well, the only thing would be if to be to make sure that they're not taken advantage of. Sometimes I have that tendency. You know, people think I'm a knucklehead, but sometimes I get a little soft and it's not to my advantage. All right, what's next?
Well, and I think we have to. I think we need to value both soft and hard.
Mm-hmm.
I think you know that's a good thing to bring up. We tend to look at women as soft, but I know many women who are the furthest thing from soft.
Mm-hmm.
Furthest thing, but they can still. They have that power to be empathetic, to listen more carefully, and listen to what's behind the words. I find that more common in women than men,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's a really good time for that right now because our employees may say, "Yeah, I'm fine." But they may not really be fine.
Well, that's the reason why if you're interviewing someone, you need to have both genders in the interview.
Oh, good idea.
Because one picks up on one picks they're mm-hmm. we're talking different frequencies, right? Men and women operate on different frequencies.
And different hormones.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to say that. I could have gotten that. If I say that, I get into a lot of trouble after I get off the air, by the way. I get into a lot of trouble locally
after
I get off the air. Hold on to that thought, Joanna. We're going to come right. Joanna, I need your website, please.
ReturnOnHappiness.com.
Yeah, all right. There you go, folks. Check it out. And yeah, folks, I don't use the H word around here. That's a word of peril for me. Quick break, 20 after the hour. Right back with Joanna Brandy. More fun. And more illumination from our good friend Joanna Brandy. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.